Blog Talk Radio.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. I bless you, Almighty. Hallelujah, hallelujah. You are great and greatly to be praised. Nobody like you, Jehovah. Hey, can you not kiss you? Can it be you? Nobody is great as you. You are Jehovah, a great God, great in the heavens and great in the earth. I adore you, my King. Lord, teach our hands to war, and our fingers to fight. Lord, I thank you for using us as your end time servants. Your end-time warriors. Use us, O Lord, as your weapons against the enemy. The weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty through you, O God, to the pulling down of strongholds. Satan, you have lost the war in heaven. Let all the enemies that make war with the Lamb be destroyed in the name of Jesus. We do not war after the flesh, but after the spirit. Lord, thunder upon the enemy. Release your voice, hailstones and coals of fire. Send out your arrow and scatter them, your light and discomfort them. Deliver us from our strong enemy, from them that are too strong for us. Deliver us and bring us into a large place. We are your battle axes and weapons of war. Deliver us, O God, from our strong enemy. Deliver us and bring us into a large place. You have given us the necks of our enemies, and we will destroy them in the mighty name of Jesus. We are your anointed, and you give us great deliverance. We will beat them down, small as the dust, and cast them out as mire in the street. We have pursued our enemies and overtaken them. We did not turn until they were consumed. We have wounded them, and they are not able to rise. They have fallen under our feet. We tread upon the lion and the adder, the young lion and the dragon, and we trample on their foot. We tread upon serpents and scorpions and over all the power of the enemy, and nothing by any means shall harm us. We thank you that we could call on your name. The great and mighty God that you are, the King of kings, the Lord of lords, the host of hosts. You are greater than we can even think or imagine. So today, Father God, I come to lift up families before you, Father God. Families. We cover every family in America, starting with Jacksonville, Florida, all over the United States and the world. We cover them with the blood of Jesus, every family. We bring war against our enemies right now in the name of Jesus. Those enemies that try to separate husbands and wives and try to bring chaos into families, you are bound right now in the name of Jesus. We tread upon you. I thank you, Father God, that we have the treading anointing in Jesus' name. And we tread upon every one of our enemies right now. We say, get up and get on out of families in Jesus' name. We say that we have peace. Jehovah Shalom, Mekedidi, our peacemaker in families, in husbands, in wives, in children, in aunts and uncles and cousins and grandparents. We call on you, Jehovah Shalom, to dwell in every family member. We plead the blood of Jesus in their homes, in their vehicles, and over families, oh God. In the name of Jesus, we thank you for the husbands that you called to be the priests. We thank you, O God, for what you're doing for fathers and husbands in Jesus' name. We thank you, O God, that they will take their rightful place in their families, O God. So, Father God, I thank you for training the husbands and the wives and the mothers and the fathers, O God, in the way that they should train their children, O God. And, Father, I thank you that when the husbands are trained, the wives are trained, the fathers are trained, the mothers are trained, that they will train the children up in your holy ways, O God, as never before. They will begin to train them to study the word daily, to pray daily, to please you, O God. In Jesus' name, they will begin to rise up and glorify and magnify and give you all the praise, all the glory, all the honor in Jesus' name. They will begin to honor you, to dwell in the secret place, O God, in Jesus' name. And I bind the hand of the enemy that will use pit husbands against wives and wives against husbands. I say that there's a love between husbands and wives in Jesus' name. A love that only you can give, O God, in Jesus' name. I decree and declare that that love will come from you, O God, directly from your throne room. The husbands will begin to love their wives like you love the church. It will be a great revelation, and they will put it in practice in Jesus' name. And husbands and wives will submit to you and to each other in Jesus' name. I thank you today, Father God, for all that you're doing and all you're going to do. For husbands, for wives, for fathers and mothers, O God. I thank you that the fathers will not provoke their children to wrath in Jesus' name, but they will love them and bring them up according to your plan, O God, nurturing them, treating them with love and respect. First starting with the wife, loving on their wives, O God. And I thank you that the children will catch hold of it. And when they marry, they will love their mates like you intended for them to, Father God. So, Father, today I ask you to bless the children, Father God. In the name of Jesus, bless them as never before, Father God. I thank you for protection. I thank you for safety, O God, as the children come in and go out to school. Even in the on the playground, even in the places where they go after school care, I thank you that the facilities are watched over by you, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Those facilities, oh God, where they're mishandling children, oh God, I thank you for it being reported to the authorities and taken care of, oh God, quickly, immediately, in Jesus' name. And, Father, I bless you today and honor you for what you're doing on behalf of our children, O God. In the name of Jesus, we decree and declare that our children shall live, and they shall do your mighty works, O God. So today we honor you, O God, in the name of Jesus. Today our Bible reading will be taken from the book of Psalms, Psalms 1. Blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor standeth in the way of sinners, nor sitteth in the seat of the scornful, but his delight is in the law of the Lord. And in his law doth he meditate day and night, and he shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water that bringeth forth his fruit in his season. His leaf also shall not wither, and whatsoever he doeth shall prosper. The ungodly are not so, but are like the chaff which the wind driveth away. Therefore, the ungodly shall not stand in the judgment, nor sinners in the congregation of the righteous. For the Lord loveth the way of the righteous, but the way of the ungodly shall perish. God's word is awesome. He honors his word above his name. God reigneth. Let the people tremble. God is our refuge and our strength, a very present help in trouble. The mighty God, even the Lord, has spoken and called the earth from the rising of the sun unto the going down thereof. Out of Zion, the perfection of beauty, God has shined. Our God shall come and shall not keep silence. A fire shall devour before him, and it shall be very tempestuous round about him. He shall call to the heavens from above and to the earth, that he may judge his people. Well, good evening and welcome to Boys to Men, Girls to Ladies. We're so glad you joined us. I'm your host, Caritha Gatling, also known as Sister G. So our other Bible reading today is taken from Psalms. We love the book of Psalms. Most of the books David wrote, but other authors also. And this is Psalm 47. Oh, clap your hands, all ye people. Oh, clap your hands, all ye people. Shout unto God. Shout unto God with the voice of triumph. Shout unto God with the voice of triumph. The Lord Most High is terrible. He is a king over all the earth. He shall subdue the people under us and the nations under our feet. He shall choose our inheritance for us, the excellency of Jacob, whom he loves, Selah. God is gone up with a shout, the Lord with the sound of a trumpet. Sing praises to our God. Sing praises. Sing praises to our King. Sing praises. For God is the King of the earth. Sing ye praises with understanding. God reigneth over the heathen. God sitteth upon the throne of his holiness. The princes of the people are gathered together, even the people of the God of Abraham. For the shields of the earth belong unto God. He is greatly exalted. We exalt our God today as never before. Our God is greatly exalted. Well, we're going to be studying about one of the prophets. He was one of the greater prophets. His name was Daniel. Who was Daniel? Yep, as I said, he was a man. He was a great prophet. What was his character like? His character was, he had self-control, Daniel 1, 8. Daniel 10:3 talks about self-control. He was very courageous. Daniel 5:22-23. He was a man of integrity. Daniel 6:4. He was very prayerful. He prayed continuously. Daniel even opened the windows where he was, even when the king decreed, "You should not pray to anybody but me." Daniel boldly prayed to our God, our King, our Father. And you can read about it in Daniel 2:17-18, Daniel 6:10. He was humble. He had humility. Daniel 10:17. And he had great spiritual vision, straight from God. Daniel 7:9-12, Daniel 10:5-6. You know, the story of Daniel is an awesome story. So we're going to read that story in the book of Daniel. And Daniel is in the Old Testament. As I said before, Daniel was one of the great prophets. He was a great, great prophet. Even as a young man, God put gifts and talents in him. Daniel and his friends, you know, they were very faithful to God. Daniel 1 says, "In the third year of the reign of King Jehoiakim of Judah, King Nebuchadnezzar of Babylon came to Jerusalem and attacked it. The Lord handed King Jehoiakim of Judah and some of his utensils from God's temple over to Nebuchadnezzar. Nebuchadnezzar took the utensils to the temple of his God in Babylon and put them in the temple treasury. The king told Asphanez, the chief of staff, to bring some of the Israelites, the royal family and nobility. They were to be young men who were healthy, good-looking, knowledgeable in all subjects, well-informed, intelligent, and able to serve in the king's palace. They were to be taught the language and literature of the Babylonians. The king arranged for them to get a daily allowance of the king's rich food and wine. They were to be trained for 3 years. After that, they were to serve the king. Among these young men were some Judeans by the name of Daniel, Hananiah, Mishael, and Azariah. The chief of staff gave them Babylonian names. To Daniel, he gave the name Beelzebub. To Hananiah, he gave the name Shadrach. To Mishael, he gave the name Meshach. To Azariah, he gave the name Abednego. Daniel made up his mind not to harm himself by eating the king's rich food and drinking the king's wine. So he asked the chief of staff for permission not to harm himself in that way. God made the chief of staff kind and compassionate towards Daniel. The chief of staff told Daniel, "I'm afraid my master, the king, the king determined what we should eat and drink. If he sees you look worse than the other young men your age, he would have my head cut off." The chief of staff put, a supervisor in charge of Daniel, Hananiah, Mishael, and Azariah. Daniel said to the supervisor, "Please test us for 10 days. Give us only vegetables to eat and water to drink. Then compare us to the young men who are eating the king's rich food. Decide how to treat us on the basis of how we look." The supervisor listened to them about this matter and tested them for 10 days. After 10 days, they looked healthier and stronger than the young men who had been eating the king's rich food. So the supervisor took away the king's food and wine and gave them vegetables. God gave these four men knowledge, wisdom, and the ability to understand all kinds of literature. Daniel also could understand all kinds of visions and dreams. At the end of the 3-year training period, the chief of staff brought all the young men to Nebuchadnezzar. The king talked to them and found no one like Daniel, Hananiah, Mishael, and Azariah among all of the young men. So these four men served the king. Whenever the king asked them about things that require wisdom and insight, he found they knew 10 times more than all the magicians and psychics in the whole kingdom. Daniel served the royal palace until the first year of Cyrus of Persia. So let's kind of review this story. What kind of young men did they want to serve in the palace? So when we read the story just now, they wanted healthy, good-looking, knowledgeable in all subjects, well-informed, intelligent, and able to serve in the palace. Well, what were they going to be taught? They were going to be taught the language of the Babylonians. What kind of food were they going to eat? And what were they going to drink? They were going to eat the king's rich food and drink wine. Now, how long were they going to be trained? For 3 years. After the training, what were the young men going to do? Well, they were going to serve the king. What did Daniel ask the king's chief of staff if he could do? He asked if he and his friends could eat pulse for 10 days. What is pulse? You know, we've been talking about that for about the last month or so. Pulse is mostly vegetables and grains. What did the chief of staff do for Daniel, Hananiah, Mishael, and Azariah? He put a supervisor in charge of Daniel and his friends. And what happened after the 10 days? You know what happened, of course. After 10 days, Daniel and his friends looked healthier and stronger than the young men who ate the king's diet. Well, so then what did the supervisor decide after the young men, ate the king's diet for 10 days? The supervisor took away the king's rich food and wine, and he gave them the same diet that Daniel and his friends ate. And what did God do for Daniel and his friends? You know, God, we serve an awesome God, and he's in the picture. When we serve him, when we are faithful and loyal to him, he'll do us like he did Daniel. He gave Daniel and his friends knowledge, wisdom, and the ability to understand all kinds of literature. Daniel could also understand all kinds of visions and dreams. Now, what happened at the end of the 3-year period? At the end of the three-year period, the chief of staff brought all the young men to Nebuchadnezzar. All right, so the king found that after he talked to them, he found no one like Daniel, Hananiah, Mishael, and Azariah among all of them. So these four men served the king. Whenever the king asked them anything that required wisdom and insight, he found they knew 10 times more than all the magicians, astrologers in the whole realm of where they lived. So God did a great thing, Daniel and his friends, because they were faithful. They refused to eat what the king wanted them to eat. They asked permission, though. They were respectful young men. They didn't just do what they wanted to do. They asked permission. So, you know, like Daniel and his friends, they ate healthy. And then the other young men, they were not healthy after eating the king's diet. So you know what? We have to do that for our children. We have to realize if the diet you have them on, and they're always having to go to the doctor, they're always having infections and the flu and the cold and, you know, and they have sinus problems. Check your diet out that you're giving to the children. They're always sneezing and coughing. They're wheezing at night, can't breathe. You know, all of those little problems, the earaches, you know, conjunctivitis, pink eye, all of those things. What are you feeding them? Because what you put in is going to bring something out. It's going to either be cause your children to stay healthy. So let's talk about them. You know, they drink water. Pure water. Now, you know, a lot of times here in America, we drink Coca-Cola, 7-Up, Sprite. I don't know what all we drink. Sugar stuff, I'm going to say it like that. Everything loaded with sugar and caffeine. We feed it to our children. They have bladder problems. A lot of them wet the bed at night. You know, they got to change the sheets every day. You know, we got to be careful what we feed our children. Our children need to be healthy. They need to have good, you know, they need to be alert when they go to school. If you're feeding them, a poor diet, they're not going to be able to think when they go to school. Their brains cannot function. So we have to think about what we're feeding our children. And like Daniel, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, we have to feed our children lots of vegetables. Or they can eat chicken and fish and tuna fish and, you know, meat, but all the junk food need to come out of their diet. Potato chips, nothing but fat. Fix them some potatoes on the stove. Cook. You know, I notice a lot of young people nowadays, they don't cook. They take their children to McDonald's. What you want to eat today, baby? What does the child know what they should eat? They don't know about their health. They ain't even concerned about it. They're only concerned they're hungry. But as parents, We should be concerned about what we're feeding them. Now, you know, when I was a child growing up, we had good fresh water. You could turn the faucet, the sink on, faucet at the sink, and get good pure water. But now, you know, we're having to drink bottled water or get a water purifier. And, you know, I was reading in Genesis when I was doing this study about Daniel, and it was about water that we drink. In Genesis 21:14, it says, "And Abraham rose up early in the morning and took bread and a bottle of water and gave it to Hagar, putting it on her shoulder and the child, and sent her away. And she departed and wandered into the wilderness of Beersheba." Now, look at that. They had bottled water then. You know, nothing is new under the sun. They carried bottled water when they had to go places, you know. So sometimes, you know, your kids are thirsty. Don't just pull out a Coca-Cola and give to your children. Pull out some kind of maybe apple juice, orange juice, grapefruit juice, grape juice. There's all kind of good juices you could give your children. But you know what? Sometimes that's loaded with sugar. You may even have to water it down a little bit. There's white grape juice and there's, you know, the dark grape juice. So decide, you know, what you can give them orange juice. But decide to give your children water. Don't let the juice replace water. Water is necessary for the body. You know, you can go without food for a while, but you can't go without water too long. You need water. That's how God made us. Water. Have you ever noticed that there is more water than land? More water. I mean, if you look at a map of the world, even a globe, water, 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 water. Water everywhere. So we need to ask ourselves, you know, things like, what about water? You know, when your children say, "I want something to drink," give them some water. You know, some kids go to the hospital, you don't know what's wrong. You know what's wrong? A lot of them are dehydrated because they don't have enough water. I love to see kids drink water. Some children don't ever. I hear young mothers have babies 5 and 6 months old, never giving them water. The children, well, they have it in the milk. But what about just water? Good, healthy water. Children need water with electrolytes in it. They need water. You know, you need to study about how to take care of your children. Well, I want to ask you some questions, five questions. Question number one, is your child getting the nutrients and pure water needed every day? There's always more to know about how nutrients and hydration affect healthy immune systems, weight, mood, and brain function. Does your child get enough quality sleep on a regular basis? I can tell you most children don't get enough sleep. Soon as some of them sit down, they're knocked out. They are not getting enough sleep. Even when I taught school, some of them would come in there, go to bed 12 o'clock, watching TV in their room. Take the TVs out their room. Let them go to bed. Have a fixed bedtime. They have a time to get up, hopefully. Give them a time to get up in the morning and let them take, you know, the young ones need naps during the day. Let the children rest. That's why so many of them are visiting emergency rooms and hospitals, because then they're sick from not getting enough rest and not getting enough healthy food. If you give your child McDonald's all the time, trust me, they're going to have runny nose, ear infections. They need some good, healthy beans, red beans, black beans, snap beans, all kinds of beans, white beans, all kinds of beans, peas. They need vegetables, carrots, lettuce, celery, tomatoes, spinach, cabbage, collard greens, kale. They can have sweet potatoes. All of these things your children need for healthy bodies. God made all of those things good for us. Everything he made was good. I don't think he made Coca-Cola. I didn't read it in the word where it made it. I mean, you know, somebody made it, but it's full of unhealthy stuff for our children. I remember drinking Coke as a child. My dad would give me Coke. I would give it back to him after a swallow. That stuff almost fucked me, come through my nose. It was so strong. And, of course, you know, you have to go to the bathroom often when you're drinking that kind of stuff too often. Now, of course, water will purify you. So, see, when water goes through, your body keeps so much of it, and then it goes, you know, and keeps your body cleaned out, keeps your body cleaned out. So drink water. Drink enough water. The next question I want to ask you, does your child feel a lot of stress and understand ways to manage it? While moderate stress is normal, school life can be stressful and it can overload our children. Even the little ones, stomach aches, nervousness, trouble sleeping, anger flares up, or infections may be signs of stress. Is your child physically active enough? You know, our children sit at home and they look at TV all day in the summer. You know, when I was growing up, we went to the park, we played, we went to school, and sometimes during the summer we would go to like to a camp at the school. We made all kinds of things. We played on the playground, the sea, on the seesaw, in the swings. We would get on the monkey bars. We got on a lot of things. We were active. We would jump and run. We played dodgeball. We played basketball, volleyball, badminton, jump rope. Oh, yeah, we jump rope. We rode our bicycles. So, you know, it's this generation is, I know for myself sometimes, I sit too much at the computer doing work. We have to get up and be physically active. There's karate classes they can go to, ballet. There's all kinds of classes our children can go to keep them physically active. Physically active. You know, take them to the park. Let them run and play on the different equipment at the park. Watch them. You don't get on your cell phone when you take your children to the park. Shut your cell phones down. And just listen, you know, watch out for your children. Don't be calling your friends up and say, oh, yeah, I'm at the park, your children's fine. And then they bang their head on something, you got to rush to emergency. Children are not being watched closely enough. Mothers and fathers are on the cell phones talking to everybody but their children and cussing the children. Now, I was coming from over by Shands Hospital one day, and I was going to that Walgreens. And do you know, a woman was just cussing her own child, the child that came out of her womb, cussing her out. I said, Miss, you know, if you probably spoke plain English to her in a kind way, she could probably respond better. And she said, yes, ma'am, you're right. But did she change it? I don't know. I don't live with them. I don't know. But I prayed that mothers and fathers would respect their children and they would learn, you know, how to respect themselves, first of all. Stay off the cell phones. Give the children some time sometimes. You know, a lot of times we don't want to spend time with our children. We rather spend time on the phone talking to our friends. Now, you know, children need quality time. They talking to you and pulling on you. By the time that you pay attention to them, they're screaming and hollering. Why? Because you haven't paid enough attention to them. You got to pay attention to them. Don't let them get to the point where they're screaming at you for attention. No, give your children necessary attention. Allow them to be heard. Even if they're a little baby and they go, ah, yeah, yeah, oh, yeah, listen to them. Listen to them. Eventually you will understand. Guess what? They're smarter than you. They understand English and whatever other language. You speak two or three languages, they will speak two or three languages as babies, and they'll grow up understanding. So teach them so that they can, you know, and listen to them. I don't care even if you don't understand. Just say, oh, okay. Eventually you will if you keep listening. You'll figure out what it is they need. So allow them to be physically active. Now, what about shampoos and soaps and toothpaste? do they have natural ingredients in them? You know, a lot of times they're putting stuff in products nowadays we don't even know about, but it's not keeping us healthy. Now, do you ever think about your children's immune system? If they're getting a cold every week or every other week, maybe you're not putting, you know, it's T-shirt time right now. The children need T-shirts on their bodies, undershirts. Now need to walk around in summer clothes. Summertime is over. It is fall. The children need T-shirts. I see children, their noses running. They're constantly sneezing and coughing. They need T-shirts on. Cover their little bodies up. Don't bring them out at night without covering them up. In the day, cover them up. Put some clothes on them. And, you know, especially you're going to the grocery store. I don't know about you, but it's freezing. It's cold in those stores. So, you know, we got to cover our children up. I know some of you have free insurance. You can take them to the doctor when you want. But as soon as you take them, they're going to be, well, maybe a lot of times the medications cover up the sickness. They still sick. It's not getting them well. But when you call out the name of the Most High God on behalf of your children, say, Father, you are a great healer. You're Jehovah Rapha. I ask you to heal my children. Don't you know he'll do it? Now, talking about their immune system, the single most important thing to keep the children from getting sick is to wash their hands. I'm not talking about a second hand wash. I'm talking about really lathering up and almost like a doctor. You see how those doctors on TV, you see a picture, how they wash their hands all the way up to the wrist area. And they lather and they wash and they lather and they wash and they lather and they wash and they go in between their fingers and up to the wrist and they just lathering up. You know, our kids go in that bathroom, throw water and go on out. And then they go at school and do the same thing. Teach them how to wash their hands. You know what? I appreciate my parents because I remember my father taking the time to show me how to wash my hands. And even he was brushing my teeth and showing me how. Even when I thought I could do it, I thought I was a big girl. I said, I could do it, Daddy. He said, no, wait. He brushed my gums, brushed my teeth, brushed my tongue. So sometimes go back and double check. Do it again. That'll keep you out the dentist's office. Then your children won't have rotten teeth if they're not drinking all them cold drinks and blowing bubble gum and eating Snickers all day long instead of bananas and grapes and blueberries. It's so much fruit. It's so much good stuff they can eat. And even if you buy those little cups of fruit, they're full of sugar. But fresh fruit is going to have natural sugar. So, you know, I know your children are important to you. So take care of them like they're important to you. Does their little body need a little help? What about garlic? Do you all ever have garlic? You know, I know as a child we had garlic. You can put it over, you know, cook it, or you can put it over their food, chop it up real fine. You know, it is a little bit hot. Even ginger, the ginger root you can buy it over your food. This will keep little colds and things away, little stomach aches away. Is there, you know, an herb for different things? Yeah, there are herbs and vitamins and minerals. You know, a lot of times, I used to go to the doctor and I said, well, you know, I haven't been feeling too good. You think I need vitamins? No, if you eat right, you don't need vitamins. Tell me a person in the world now, and I'll tell you in the United States, I'll say it like that, who eat healthy, who eat enough food. Do you eat about a ton of broccoli a day? Do you eat collard greens every day? Are you getting in your five vegetables? No, I don't. You know, if you ate squash, collard greens, spinach, cabbage, and tomatoes, that's five vegetables a day. Okay? Now, what you going to eat the next day? Can you think of five vegetables a day that you could eat? What about fruit? You know, go online and study how you should feed your children. They need lots of things. So are you giving them a multivitamin? I'm not talking about them little Flintstone vitamins. I'm talking about real vitamins that's going to really, you know, keep their bodies healthy from the health food store. Is your child aggravated by allergies? You know, a lot children have so many allergies nowadays because sometimes the weather is changing back and forth. But if we dress them appropriately, give them their vitamins, especially vitamin C, they need that. That's one of the best vitamins you can give your children. And, you know, keep it in their system. It just go right out, flush right out. Keep it in their system. What about, probiotics? You ever give your children probiotics? Have you heard of it, first of all? Probiotics, go online and look it up. It keeps, you know, the good bacteria in your body. There's bad bacteria and good bacteria. Now, important place to start for your children's health? Well, you know, kids love cereal. And almost every cereal that you pick up off the shelf got so much sugar, 14, 20 grams of sugar, too much. And that's all they eat, a bowl of cereal. And they can't think. They can't even sit still. You say, oh, they hyper. No, they ain't hyper. They're just not eating the right kinds of foods. There are some foods that are very calming. And then there are other foods that hype you up, especially sugary foods. When I was growing up, we'd get up in the morning, we'd fix grits and eggs and bacon and toast with a little jelly on it. And even, you know, very seldom did we eat cereal when I was growing up. I don't remember eating cereal too much. It's a fast, quick food, yeah. You know, that way mothers don't have, go get you some cereal, baby. They don't have to be bothered. You know, a lot of young mothers, they don't want to be bothered. They don't want to feed their babies healthy food. Go get you some cereal. Here, take this milk. Here. They'll pour. I've seen mothers take a cold drink and pour it in their baby's baby bottle. Oh, my God. Can you imagine? I can see if they pour water or orange juice or grape juice or apple juice. But I mean pour a cold drink and even Kool-Aid full of sugar. Full of sugar. So you know what? We have to be careful what we're putting in our children's body. You know they need brain food? Yeah, they need brain food. So, you know, just before puberty, the frontal lobe, the part of the brain responsible for advanced mental function, planning, impulse control, and reasoning grows dramatically. So we have to make sure that they're getting vitamin B, vitamin C, vitamin A, all of those vitamins, as well as their probiotics to make sure the bad bugs are gone and they're getting good bacteria in their body. Now, what about minerals? You know, the water that God made, the water that he made had plenty of minerals in it. But guess what? Now we're doing so much bottled water, and a lot of it don't have enough minerals. So then we got to go get minerals to put in the water. It could be liquid or it could be in the capsule form. But we need these things to keep healthy, not only children, but adults also. So, you know, we've got to take care of our children. What kind of healthy snacks can they eat? They can eat carrots. They can eat celery with almond butter, peanut butter. They can have little bitty cheese on crackers. They can have little, you know, like little, I'm trying to think now, of different kinds of, oh, grapes. They can have like a little smaller grape, small bowl of grapes, cherries, bananas, apples. Replace all of that junk. Instead of giving them a bag of potato chips, but all that salt, God knows what else is in it. Fix them some potatoes and onions on the stove. They don't take but about 15 minutes to cook some potatoes and onions. And you can even take potatoes and slice them real, wash them real good, slice them real thin, put a little olive oil and a little seasoning over, stick them in the oven. Children will love those things. I remember when I was growing up, I used to get up on Saturday mornings and make homemade pancakes. And I'll never forget when a little boy at church one time, I said, what did you eat for brother? He said, I had pancakes. I said, did you make them or your mama? He said, no, we bought them and put them in the microwave. I said, oh, my God. I had never heard of bought pancakes. And I'm telling you, I wasn't a young woman either. I probably was in my 40s. You can talk about pancakes that they bought. I'm like, oh, you can buy pancakes? I didn't even know they had microwave pancakes. I was so used to doing everything from scratch. Nowadays, you know, mothers work, and of course they want to do everything, you know, quick. But if you plan, write out a menu. I used to write menus for Monday through Sunday. And I said, okay, Monday I have this. Then I make my grocery list from the menu. Buy healthy food. And I'll never forget, you know, I remember my mother and father used to get in that kitchen and cook for us. And they made sure we ate healthy. We had a garden out back with collard greens and different things in it. We used to go to the farmer's market, get different things. My mother used to can food, put it up for the winter. So, you know, too many women nowadays, you know, they got to look at love of life as the world turns. They ain't got time for their babies. When their babies go to school, you know, if they ain't working, that's what they're doing all day. So you want to plan healthy meals for your children. You want to make sure they're getting the nutrients that they eat. Not only for them, but what about you? You got to take care of them. And, you know, you saying they're hyper. They're not hyper. They don't even have ADHD. Most of them have food deficiencies. You know, our children are precious, and we got to treat them like that. We got to make sure they're getting the proper nutrients every day. If you feed them junk, they're going to be sick. Like I said, earaches. Check their tongue sometime. When they get up in the morning, look at their tongue. See if it's coated with white stuff. Too much sugar, too much junk food. Potato chips, candy bars, ice cream, all kind of packaged stuff, packaged macaroni and cheese. You know, our parents made that stuff from scratch, and we stayed healthier. Children are precious in the sight of God. They are God's gift to us. We must value them not as a thing, but as a whole person. Children are not things. They're not like a china doll you sit up on a shelf somewhere and you can feed them when you want or wipe them off, the dust off of them. No, they're live human beings with feelings, needs, wants. They are people too. They deserve to be treated with respect and love. And when you're cussing them out, that's not treating them with respect and love. Show love and kindness to your children daily by praying for them, praying with them, training them up in the way that they should go. God's way, by making sure that your children are stay healthy and well, by clothing them properly and appropriately for the weather, by feeding them healthy food and water, grains like grits and oat bran and, you know, oatmeal. Feed them those things. This time of the year especially, it's getting chilly, not real chilly, you know, but in the mornings it's a little bit cool. So you don't even have to be microwave stuff. It can be fresh. You ever put a pot on the stove with water in it, put some oatmeal in it, some grits in it? Everything microwave now. Quick, let's go. Children have no patience because we don't have patience. We don't teach them patience. We impatient. Hurry up. Come on, let's go. Hurry up. We got to rush. Got to rush everywhere. Slow down. Where you going? What you doing? Take time. Start early. Children can do more than you think, but you got to give them time. You can't rush them. They're not like miniature adults. No, they're children. So treat them like that. Feed them healthy food and water like Daniel and his friends. Grains, nuts, seeds. Oh, my God. When I was growing up, we took the nutcracker. We ate pecans. We ate walnuts. We ate almonds. We ate peanuts, boiled and baked in all kind of ways. Nowadays, the kids love those sunflower seeds. And, you know, it's so many nuts and seeds they can eat in the place of a candy bar, bubble gum, or cookies, or candy. Vegetables. Oh, they can eat raw vegetables. Some children love broccoli, raw or cooked. Don't cook it down for 4 hours, please. No nutrients in it. It's like giving your children empty calories. Fruit. Oh, I bet you could think of some fruit. So I'm gonna call on We have several people online. So now, I don't know, some of you came on at different times, but some was on early. So we're going to do just a little bit of review. We were talking about Daniel and his friends. So if anybody was on when I was talking about Daniel and his friends, if you could tell me, it's in the book of Daniel, first chapter, you could tell me what Daniel and his friends, what were his friends' names? What was his name? Their names changed to. So press 1 if you know the answer. You know you got to keep those Bibles ready. Come on, Brother David. I know you're on here. Keep them Bibles ready. Sister Donna, keep the Bibles ready. So, you know, when I ask a question, you can say, oh, wait a minute. Here it is right here. So, Daniel. All right. There go, Brother David. Tell me Daniel's friends, their names. All right. How you doing, Brother David?
I'm blessed and grateful. How you doing, Sister G?
I'm doing wonderful.
Well, how was your day? My day was good. I just finished a 14-hour day of work, and I'm headed to karate before I go. So I'm actually driving, and I don't have my Bible with me. So I just chimed in to give you a bunch of excuses. So that's all I got for you today.
What you got for me today?
A bunch of excuses.
Oh, I hear you.
I hope you forget.
All right, well, I'm gonna tell you. Daniel and his friends was named Daniel, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego.
Yeah, I know that.
So don't forget, huh?
I know Shadrach, and Abednego. They went, did they go in the furnace? Yeah, they went in the furnace.
Did they go what?
They went in the furnace and they didn't get burned.
Right. We ain't got to that yet. We were just on chapter 1 today, you are so right. You are so right. So we've been studying about diet. You what kind of fruit you feed your children, Brother David? I know you feed them fruit.
Well, we make sure they get blueberries. Blueberries are said they have the highest antioxidant in there, but we mix blueberry, raspberry, strawberries, put mango in there, some pears, plum. We do a whole bunch, and then we put omega-3 in there too, because 30% of the brain is made of omega-3. And we try to give them that first thing in the morning, every morning. And they try to act like they don't like it, especially the little one. He try to put up the most fuss about it. They don't even realize what they're getting.
Hey, man, I know. But I know your kids are healthy, healthy, healthy. Yeah. Well,
amen.
We're going to have prayer time. I'm sorry, what'd you say?
No, I was just saying, glory be to God. His grace and mercy have been upon all us, you know, and I'm just openly thankful, you know. And I was just thinking today at work, you know, we are alive and we wake up in the morning and God wakes us up so we can live. So that's
amen.
Have a good time and enjoy life. You know, we got a co-driver that passed away. We got to go to his funeral Saturday morning. He was younger than me. And I was getting ready to complain about the heat out there in that rail yard sitting out there, but then I caught myself and said, you know, I need to be thanking the Lord that he spared my life and let me live another day, you know.
Amen. Well, look, I'm going to take your prayer request first, and then we're going to let other people give prayer requests. What's your prayer request, Brother David?
Well, thank you. I just pray for Eric Glover's family, you know, that hopefully financially they were prepared and, you know, during their mourning and everything, and I just asked them.
Who is it? I'm sorry, I missed. Who did you say?
Eric Glover. Eric Glover, his obituary was in there this morning's paper. Eric Glover.
Okay, for his family.
Yes, ma'am. He was a
Eric Glover's family.
Yes, ma'am.
Oh, my goodness. He was sick?
Probably stressed out, and I know he had got sick or something, but I didn't know all the details because he had left our company and got his own track to start doing his own thing. So, you know, and I don't know the full story behind everything. I just heard from some other coworkers, but, you know, just the burden of his grandfather passed away and his mother passed away, you know, in a short period of time is what I heard. I don't know facts, but, you know. And he was kind of stressed out about that, and then he got sick. So.
Okay, well, thank you for that info. Anybody else need prayer? Press 1. Press 1. The line's open for prayer. So press 1 if you need prayer. Wow, everybody must be prayed up. You're the only one, Brother David. All right, everybody else been prayed up. Wait, look, y'all be praying for me then, since y'all not pressing 1. Y'all be praying for me while y'all quiet, in your quiet place. All right, we're going to be praying in a few minutes. Anybody else need prayer? Press 1. Y'all must be living in the secret place. Everybody, nobody need prayer today. Okay. All right. Well, all is well. In Jesus' name. All right. Father God, we just honor your holy presence today as never before. Father, we realize that you are the author and finisher of our faith, and we just lift up the Glover family today and all families that are grieving, oh God, my pastor and the loss of her brother, oh God, all families that are grieving the loss of a loved one, oh God. Father, we thank you that you are a compassionate God. You are a loving God and a merciful God. So, Father, you said we're to weep with those who weep and have joy with those who have joy. So, Father God, we lift up the families today of Eric Glover and my pastor's brother Perkins family, Father God, in the loss of their family member. And we ask you, Lord, in the name of Jesus, to be with the families, oh God. May their grieving be short. And, Father, we bind the hand of the enemy that would try to cause confusion in any of these families. And we pray for love to come from you to each and every family member, oh God, and that they would show love to one another. We bind up the pointing of the fingers. You should have done this and that and the other. And, Father, we ask you, Lord, for as they go to the funeral homes, oh God, that their families would not be taken advantage of, oh God. They wouldn't have to pay high prices to bury their loved ones, oh God, particularly those that need don't have insurance, oh God. So, Father God, we thank you for taking care of families today that are grieving the loss of a loved one, oh God. We ask you, Lord, to be with every family member, oh God. Strengthen them, oh God. Oh, Father God, I thank you for your mercy and compassion upon them. I thank you for people rallying around the family members, oh God, bringing food, oh God, or whatever's needed, cleaning the home, whatever's needed to be done, that it would be done in Jesus' name. And so, Father, we just bless you and honor you and thank you for what you're doing for families today, oh God, in Jesus' name. I lift up Brother David and his family, oh God, in the name of Jesus, and I thank you for providing for them mightily. I thank you for rest for him as he come in, as he go out. Father God, you know he works long hours. I pray for his wife, Donna. Oh, God, she works long hours, Father God. So I thank you for their strength, and I thank you, oh, God, for them getting proper rest, oh, God. I thank you for the great parents that they are, oh, God. I lift up every family on here today, oh, God, in Jesus' name. And I pray, Father God, for strength, oh, God, in Jesus' name. I pray, Father, in the name of Jesus, that you will continually, oh, God, walk with each and every family. Talk with them, oh, God. A lamp and a light to their pathway, Father God, in Jesus' name. And we thank you and bless you for being with us today, Father, in Jesus' name. We thank you for protection and safety, Father God, for every family member, oh God. We ask you, Father, to continually bless families, Father God, all over the world, Father God. Be with the fathers and the mothers, oh God. And Father God, it's not easy being a parent, oh God. Show parents, oh God, in the name of Jesus, how to train their children up in the way that they should go. And Father, I just thank you, oh God, for our children being safe in their homes, oh God. I bind the hand of the enemy that will come up against our children in their homes, oh God, in Jesus' name. One sister or brother bullying the other, or sisters or brothers taking advantage of each other, oh God. I thank you for love, and I thank you for parents supervising the children more closely, oh God. In Jesus' name. And Father, you know, we have many predators in our neighborhoods, oh God. Even molesters are allowed to live in neighborhoods where children are. So, Father, I thank you for extra protection for our children, oh God. And I thank you for our children eating healthy, oh God. In the name of Jesus, Father, in the name of Jesus, I thank you for providing for their families money so that they can eat healthy, oh God, and get the proper nutrients that they need so they can stay healthy, Father God. So today we bless and honor you for your goodness, and we just thank you for what you're doing for everyone that comes on our voice, to men, girls, to ladies, oh God. And we thank you, oh God, for protection, for safety. We thank you for healing bodies, oh God, in Jesus' name. So many people have been sick lately, oh God. But, Lord, we just thank you that you are Jehovah, a mighty healer, Jehovah Rapha. There is nothing that you can't do. So, Father God, I thank you for mothers and fathers laying their hands on their children and praying for them in Jesus' name. I thank you, Father God, for the children being healthy and well and not taking so much medication, oh God. Every time they get a sneeze or a cough, I thank you that they're not taking so much medication, but that they're eating healthy, taking vitamins so that they can stay healthy, so that they won't have ear infections or sinus conditions or stomach aches or eye aches and all kinds of problems, oh God. So, Father God, we thank you, oh God, that we are, we think healthy and we take proper action to keep our bodies healthy as well as our children in Jesus' name. And, Father, I thank you for parents realizing that their children don't know what they should eat, so they should not even continually ask them, what do you want to eat, baby? Because children don't know what's going to keep them healthy. But I thank you for parents studying what will keep their children healthy and staying up on proper nutrition for their children, Father. And so, Father, I thank you for every person that came on, boys to men, girls to ladies today. I thank you for a special blessing for them in Jesus' name. I thank you for them walking in integrity, oh God. I thank you for them dwelling in the secret place of the Most High, abiding under your shadow, oh God. I thank you, Father God, that you are faithful, Father, faithful to your people, oh God, in the name of Jesus. And we just thank you and bless you, oh God. And, Father, as I close out with this prayer for the next generation from Apostle Kimberly Daniels' book, Prayers That Bring Change, Father God, in the name of Jesus, we lift up the next generation. We bind the spirit of the Cosmic Creator. We come against the spirit that will put the spotlight on the world and make it appear more beautiful, more dazzling than it really is. We declare that this spirit has been bound and rendered weak and powerless. We declare that the generation that is being birthed will have a hunger and a thirst for you and for the things of you, oh God. We release prayer warriors in the elementary schools, the middle schools, the high schools, and colleges. Release your anointing, God, to the technical colleges, beauty schools, and other places of training and education. God, anoint your young people to represent you in the marketplaces, Hollywood, and political arenas, political athletes, and other industries of influence in the lives of young people. We break the curse of the fatherless generation. Jesus, we thank you for the spirit of the Father being released in this nation. We bind every foul spirit of abortion. Deal with the powers that be concerning innocent bloodshed in the land. Lord, let every snare, wicked plan, and evil device set against the unborn be broken now in the name of the Lord. The devices set against the children from the womb to the colleges are broken. We bind every perverse spirit that will come against our children, Ichabus and succubus, masturbation, homosexuality, pornography, incest, molestation, rape, and other sexual crimes, or spirits of violation. You will not steal the purity of our children. We declare that every wicked imagination that exalts itself against the knowledge of God is stricken to the ground and destroyed. We declare that young people will walk in their portion and not be ashamed of the gospel of Jesus Christ. No longer shall peer pressure plague and pull down young people. They shall shine as light on the top of the hill and draw others to the kingdom. God, the word says that if you be lifted up, men will be drawn to you. We decree and declare the next generation will lift you up. We speak boldness of the Holy Ghost to the young men and young women to speak the commandments of the Lord and walk in fierce obedience to God. They shall prophesy with precision and teach with accuracy, lead with apostolic authority, win souls with the fire of evangelism, and be shepherds with hearts to feed the sheep. They will go to bed with the hunger of the Lord in their bellies and wake up with the thirst of God in their mouths. In the Nikkei, the Father, we thank you that all generational curses are broken. The blessings and anointings of the Lord are permeating and spreading throughout the bloodline, the next generation. Their homes shall be places of peace. They will inhabit, inherit, and possess the land. Curses of economy from this generation shall not plague the next generation. The spirit of good stewardship is the portion of the next generation. We declare that slothfulness and laziness cannot thrive in the young people who run the nation tomorrow. They shall have good success and not fail. 1,000 shall fall to one side and 10,000 to the other, but no harm shall come near their dwellings of the next generation. Rebellion and rejection are broken off our children. They are displaced by the spirit of meekness and truth. Faith and joy are released to the next generation, to the next carriers of the torch of the Lord. Lord, we call for psalmists, musicians, intercessors, missionaries, preachers, authors, marketplace, apostles, ministry teams, and financiers to the support of the vision of the gospel of Jesus Christ. We bind the spirit that will cause the young people to tattoo and pierce their bodies. We bind suicide, alcohol, and drug use. Every door to the demonic is closed to music, movies, videos, games, and internet. Demons released through MySpace, Facebook, and the internet. Demons released through MySpace, Facebook, and all other modes of transportation for demons on the internet airways are bound. I bind the subliminal meaning of www, which means 666, and bind the beasts of the internet. Lord, I know that there are many good things that happen on the internet in your name, but the powers of the accursed things that flow into the lives of our children are broken. Every spirit of idolatry released to seduce the next generation is broken. The covert operations of devil worshipers, the five percenters, fraternities and sororities, Masons, Shriners, Skinheads, Black Panthers, New Black Panthers, street gangs, and other organizations have negative influence on young people, are bound and blocked. We pull down the strongholds of the images of the world released by the movie industry, television, and media. The spirit of needs is bound and cannot control the minds of the next generation through secular humanism, the New Age movement, Scientology, and other movements that promote viruses that do not line up with holiness and right standing with Christ. Father, let our children be focused and steadfast on you in Jesus' name. Well, I thank everyone for being with us today on Boys to Men, Girls to Ladies. If you would like to make a donation to Boys to Men, Girls to Ladies, you can send it to Caritha Gantlin, Zion Hope Academy, P.O. Box 2732, Jacksonville, Florida, 32203. Gotta go. It's time to go today. Look forward to speaking with you Saturday on Bible Storyland. It will be Children's Day. So call the children of your family to the phone and call in. And I look forward to hearing you next Thursday on Boys to Men, Girls to Ladies. God loves you. I love you too. He loves you more. Remember to show God love by obeying him in all things. Study his word, pray, have a conversation with him, and listen to him when he speaks and obey. Have a God-filled evening, a God-filled week, a God-filled month, and a God-filled year. Love y'all. Bye-bye.